Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow, line dance song.
Hey, Sangai Nation, welcome to the show. We continue NWA Blue Collar Month really quick before we bring on the guests. Some show notes if you are looking for some wrestling tonight. WCWO running in Indianapolis, as usual at the Outlaw Arena. Rockstar Pro tonight in Dayton, Ohio. IWA Mid-South in Charleston, Indiana. NWA in Hanover, Indiana. PWS in Piedmont, Alabama. EWF in Corvina, California. IWE in Fairfield, Maine. Tomorrow night, HPW returning to the HPW Arena. New Wave Pro in Terre Haute, Indiana. AAPW in Shelbyville, Indiana, at the West Street Church for a benefit show. GSW in Chickasaw, Alabama. PCW in Torrance, California. WXW in Mineola, Florida. DSCW in Canton, Georgia. GPW also in Canton, Georgia. RCW in Chatsworth, Georgia. RPW in Summit, Illinois. ICW featuring the return of Juventud Guerrera in Marion, Indiana. F1W in Des Moines, Iowa. Kentucky's Own Wrestling in Somerset, Kentucky. NSCW in Hardin, Kentucky. TWE in Vallon, Mississippi. MMWA in St. Louis, Maryland. RCW in Jackson, Ohio. And tomorrow night in Troutdale, Oregon, DOA. So without further ado, our guest with us today is the Gresham Savior. Buddy Highway, are you with us?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? How you doing, man?
Doing very well. Well, buddy, you are a rather busy individual. You've got NWA Blue Collar pretty much every week. You've dropped the new album. You have your Indiana debut on Sunday for Circle City Wrestling. How do you keep so busy?
Well, you know, when I was younger, man, my mom, believe it or not, I'm not trying to put her on blast, but my mom and dad had a really bad way of growing me up and teaching me how to do stuff. And I always told myself when I was younger that, you know what I was going to do? I was never going to be like my parents. And being like my parents was, you know, I had to be busy. And, you know, that's one thing my parents didn't do. My parents always sat back and just waited for stuff to happen for them. And, you know better than I do that this doesn't happen. So when I got older, I started just, you know, I told myself the way I can stay out of jail, stay off drugs, you know, be a positive influence to people is staying busy. And that's what I've been doing is just staying busy, man. The more I stay busy, the better I feel my life's going to turn out.
Well, you also have done your fair share of acting in the last year or so. How did you morph in from the music and the wrestling into a pretty good acting gig?
It's pretty simple, man. Doing the wrestling thing, you know, I knew a lot of people in wrestling. I met a few guys in the movie business, and it kind of just went from there, you know. Doing wrestling is a lot like acting. You know, it's not a lot like acting, but it is. And it kind of reflected on me. You see the people in WWE out there, like, you know, turning over to acting left and right. So, you know, with all the stunts and the coordination and all that, you know, I was just telling myself, hey, I think it was time to do something different. And believe it or not, I ended up doing like 30 movies in 1 year, man. So, yeah, pretty cool.
That's quite a few.
I know, right?
Now, you also dropped the big album last week, went on sale digitally. What made you get back into the music end of things and drop a new album, yo?
Man, it was great. I was seeing all my friends out there, you know, like my good friends like Anon, and, you know, my boys out there doing what they do, my boy Illy, a lyricist, and, you know, Champagne James and all those guys out there that I used to grow up with doing all kinds of music and stuff with, and I was like, you know what? People have been begging me to come back, and it was funny because before all this happened, I only had, like, a couple stuff online, you know, like only, like, one or two mixtapes, and after I was able to get a Mac, you know, and all that stuff and get my stuff uploaded, it was like, it went crazy. It went viral. You know, now I got like 9 albums on there available you guys can look at. So it's great, man. I love music. I've always loved music. I've wrote music all my life. And I just didn't, you know, I never let people know that, you know, it was just something I kept behind and just kept it private. Kind of like my diary, so to speak. But, yeah, man, I hope everybody likes it. It's good stuff, man. It's good, good old school West Coast hip hop is what I grew on. And that's what I hope to do for sure.
Well, it looks like we have another caller on the line. Let's check this out real quick. Who do we have from the 503?
It's the longest reigning and defending NWA Pacific Northwest champion and new Continental Heavyweight champion.
Wow.
Bad Blood.
I had to come on my feet and just take over, didn't he? I knew he would.
You know, I did a radio show last night, and I made sure Buddy Highway got his 15 minutes of fame.
For sure.
So I'm crashing in Sign Guy's radio show to say that on the 17th of January, Blue Collar Wrestling, NWA Blue Collar Wrestling, I will have been the Pacific Northwest champion for 1 year as of this Sunday. I'm going to relinquish the title the following Sunday, put it up in a tournament. The winner, I will present the Northwest Heavyweight Championship to. Buddy Highway is in there. Havoc's in there. DeMarcus James. Both Moonshiners. All three of the role models. It's going to be a knockdown, drag-out affair.
And so that means I got a long night. I got a long night to there.
I've been asked by several people who I think is going to win, and I'm kind of torn because Havoc is a very skilled, technical athlete, but Buddy Highway does have a lot of momentum going for himself. But unfortunately, this Sunday in Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm going to have to slow that momentum down just a little bit.
Exactly. All right. It's all good, man. I'll make sure that I bring a walker and a cane for you there, man, at the end of the match.
How's it going? Because I'm gonna walk. Because my bag's gonna be 10 pounds heavier when I leave Indianapolis, Indiana. It's gonna be the same way when I leave Portland, Oregon tomorrow morning at 5:45 a.m.
Oh my God! I know the life of a traveler, right?
You know, I've often said this many times, and I've been saying this to you, Buddy Highway, for years.
Yeah,
would you rather be a big fish in a small pond? Or would you rather be a great white shark in the fucking ocean? Me, I'm a shark, and I'm glad you finally decided to get out of the fishbowl and jump in the water.
Always, bro. That's what I'm saying, man. To be a professional, man, you gotta travel and you gotta get out there. You can't just keep yourself in the Northwest. And I've definitely been told that, and that will definitely not happen this year or many years to come, as I will not stay in the Northwest. I love the Northwest, but I will travel, and that's the way to do it. So thank you, Bad Blood.
Sure. Thank you very much for having me on, guys. Deuces.
Yeah.
All right. Always a pleasure, Bad Blood. Well, Buddy, how about that? He's going to give up the Pacific Northwest title next week once you guys get back into Portland and you're entered in this tournament.
I can't believe it, man. Well, it's always been my dream to have the Pacific Northwest title. You already know that. You know, 17 years. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want the NWA Pacific Northwest title? Right? You want it. Sign Guy, you're going to be in it, right?
Hopefully.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Put you over.
It could be you and me in the finals. We've not fought for a title for a while.
Holy crap, we can do the Hulk Hogan Kevin Nash angle.
I'll be Hogan.
Definitely, man. Well, either way, man, you better make sure that you're the referee for that big tournament, man, because I can almost guarantee you I'm going to go all the way, man, because I have art, dignity, and I'm ready to do it, man. You have no idea. That's one thing that I've been doing, this wrestling, and all this dignity and all this stuff and all this endurance and dedication to get to this point that I'm at right now. See what I mean? So why would I just flat out give up now and be like, no? That's what I'm saying. It's not going to happen, son guy. You know that.
Well, you know, you brought that up. Years and years ago, there was a tournament for the Pacific Northwest Championship. And in that tournament, Richie Magnet actually did exactly what you said. He laid down and he let Matt Bourne beat him going into to the next round. So that's not unprecedented.
Right? Exactly. So, yeah, I'm ready, dude. That's awesome. That's a big thing, though. See, now he has me all freaked out. It's like, should I go focus on the Continental title, or should I just wait for the Pacific Northwest title, or should I have them both?
Bad Blood made it clear you can actually have both. He's been both champions for a couple of weeks now.
I know, right? I think it is the Highway, Bad Blood, and Huckabee.
There you go. Now, speaking of Will Huckabee, he came in, had an outstanding match with Bad Blood, didn't win it, but he's been Continental Champion for a very long time. He wants that title back. Should you win it, would you grant Will Huckabee a rematch in Portland?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. Right off the bat, he'd be the first to get a rematch, and then Bad Blood can wait.
Now, speaking of Indianapolis, like Bad Blood was, this Sunday you're going to make your debut in Indiana for NWA Circle City Wrestling. And
oh, yeah. You'll have the mini beast. Better be ready.
Absolutely. Beast and Mini Beast have been anxiously awaiting this date. Now,
okay,
you know Bad Blood. Oh, what's up?
I said, you know what? I'm gonna say this on the air right now. So I have one copy. I have one copy left of the Best of Buddy Highway sitting in my jewel case right now as I look across the way. It's still in the plastic, hasn't been used yet. I think I'm going to bring that with me to Indiana and give that to Mini Beast.
He would be excited, ecstatic even, as he sat there with his Buddy Highway bandana and his Buddy Highway tie holding a Buddy Highway DVD.
Okay, you got it, man. So you heard it here first, I'll bring it. My wife's over here making, oh, awesome sounds because she, yeah. That's awesome. Yes, I will bring it. I promise. You got it. I'll even sign it.
That's tremendous. Now, you have to make sure once you get to the building Sunday that you do find Zane Paisley, whom I believe is providing tape for your Indiana appearance.
That's great. Are you serious about that?
I'm 100% completely serious. It has been confirmed by Zane Paisley himself.
You're going to, like, you know how you bring me tape every week? You have somebody taped.
Oh, I thought you said tape.
Wow. The wife thought you said cake, dude.
No, because Zane Paisley has been told no sugary treats for Buddy Highway because he's diabetic.
Exactly. Totally. Sugar-free.
Now, you're not going to fool Zane Paisley because the people there on the Undisputed Wrestling Show are wise to it.
Well, they do the Undisputed Show. Man, I wish I could get on that while I was down there. That'd be cool.
Well, Zane Paisley happens to be co-host of that, so maybe he would be a person to talk to.
That's awesome. There's rumors that we might be doing another show when we get down there Saturday with Cameron Starr. I don't know if you know who that is.
You mean my women's expert, who I am exactly 1-1 in my career against?
Exactly.
Yeah, I've heard of her. That would be a New Wave Pro, I believe, in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Exactly. So, yeah, that might be happening. If so, that'd be great. That might be two shows in one weekend. That'd be awesome.
So you're just trying to hit everyone that happens to be on any type of radio show at all in a one-week span.
I'm trying to go to CCW, take the NWA title, and then just catch a plane from there and go to NXT. What do you think?
Well, I know a couple people down there. I can make some calls.
You know what, Sign Guy? One of those days I'm going to keep you up on that because I really am. I'm going to get a good, nice chunk of money and just head down there for a few weeks thinking about it.
If you want to save a few dollars on a plane ticket, if you'll just wait patiently in Indianapolis, NXT will be there in like a month.
Okay. You got it.
Well, yeah, you'll have to wait patiently because it's like a month from when you're going to be there, but they are coming to Indianapolis.
Okay, then I'll make sure that I just kind of like, I don't know, I can panhandle something.
Maybe you could stay with Zane Paisley. Maybe he's got an extra room.
I know he would, because if not, I put him in a, you know, a sleeper hole.
There you go. Now, also at CCW, the other co-host of the Undisputed Wrestling Show, Drew Skills, will be in attendance. Have you come across Drew Skills in your travels?
I have not.
He is a very formidable opponent, very large man, and if it interests you, he happens to be the Heroes and Legends champion at Heroes and Legends Wrestling in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He has held that title for something like 3 years straight.
Is that even possible?
Because he's beaten everyone in his path from Abyss to Al Snow. Anyone they put in front of him, he's beaten them.
That's pretty cool. That's yeah. Wow, impressive.
It is. He may have cost me a match in Indianapolis once too, but I'm slowly getting past that.
Great.
Now, one of the things that people have been wondering going into Indianapolis, you dropped the new album. Are any of the songs going to debut as your ring music? Because if you hit the ring music in Indianapolis that says, I'm back, I know the fans in Indiana are going to start chanting, you've never been here. Clap, 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 in the C minor note.
I'm just going to have to just deal with it because I have yet to make a new one, but I plan on it soon. But I would rather use my original one because I don't know if you get it, but with music, I don't know if this happens with every wrestler. It's like you got to feel it. You got to feel it exactly when it hits. And for some reason, that song that I made is definitely a song that I love. And so I can't go to Indiana with anything else. You know what I mean? If I do, then it would totally throw me off. You know what I mean?
I would loan you Don't Stop the Rock by Freestyle, but Dice Man will be in Indianapolis, and if you were to come out to that, he'd kill you.
Wow, dude.
You wouldn't survive. One chop and your lungs had deflated. It'd be horrible. So I won't do that to you. So I will let you go and get serenaded with You've Never Been Here. Clap, 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 clap in C minor.
I think I'm going to come out to your theme song, Sign Guy. What is it?
Don't Stop the Rock by Freestyle. You could try it, but Dice would kill you. He'd kill you dead.
No, I'm good. I'll just come out to nothing. How about just keep it old school?
People do that. True story.
Yeah.
I once came out to Azul Angel's theme song in Indianapolis because they couldn't get Don't Stop the Rock to play.
That's great.
I have no idea why, but they said, we have something completely random you never heard in your life. We'll send you to that. I said, okay. Bam, there's Azul Angel's theme music hitting. I said, well, that's odd. And Dash Venture says, is this a rib? I said, I guess it's on both of us, because I had no clue.
That's awesome, bro.
Yes, and if the Venture guys had not lost that night, we would have won.
Exactly. Rematch.
Well, we are owed a rematch because Dale Patricks and Nate Stone have not granted us our rematch yet, but one of these days we will get it. So if you're listening, you Billy Rock students, we need our rematch. But at this point, QT is anxiously standing by. He's been listening to the album all night. I'm sure he has questions, so I'm going to pass things over to QT for a bit. Does help you.
Well, thank you, Sign Guy. Hello, buddy.
What's up, QT?
Hey, buddy, Now, are you flying the United out of Portland like Dash Venture did when he went to Indiana?
You know what? Let me look. I'm actually gonna look right now. I have it right now. Let me see. So, let me see. I am. Okay, here we go. I'm flying out with Southwest Airlines.
Ooh, all right, Southwest Airlines. Can you give our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners the time and the flight number so if they want to show up and give you fruit pies for the flight, they can?
Fruit pies. And right, my flight is really early. It's 5:45. It's flight 676.
Oh, wow. Well, then you're out of luck for a fruit pie. Fruit pies, no one's going to show up that early.
I know, right? Exactly.
Oh, all right. Well, now, when you travel to Indiana, will you be giving your autograph to the members of the Razor Ramones? First of all, I got to ask, have you heard about this group from Indiana called the Razor Ramones that Dave the Beast Barnett is official referee of?
I did not know that. Are they there? Are they in Indiana?
Oh, yes, Indiana, yes.
That's awesome. And they're called the Razor Ramones?
The Razor Ramones, yes.
That is awesome. That is a good name. Yes, I love it. I have never heard of them, but I'm going to check them out after we get off this thing. I will.
Oh, good. I had a homework assignment for you. They have a song, a hit song called Listen to Bret Hart.
I love it.
I think Sign Guy would be able to send you that link. Can you do that, Sign Guy?
That is confirmed.
Oh, good.
Okay.
It's Listen to Bret Hart. They're a wrestling-type-themed rock and roll band. Yes, wrestling.
Oh.
And they have an official referee called Dave the Beast Barnett. Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now, buddy, I've often, and this is a particular theme that I keep on stressing on Turnbuckle Turmoil, that music and wrestling have a symbiotic relationship. Now, I listened to your one of your albums last night, your debut album. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners what the name of this album is? And I believe it was produced by Underground Disciplines Entertainment record label.
You got that almost right. That is the Underground Disciples Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
All good. And the album
Disciples.
Is... Yes, Disciples, yes. It's done by the Heavyweights, which is me, Big D, and my boy Esco, and the name of the album is the Heavyweights EP. Or excuse me, the Heavy Hitters EP.
Yes, yes, and I listened to a sample of your third song on this album. It's called My City, and part of the lyrics go, "Order me around, my boys are so sweet, check my sugar levels. Hot like the sun."
Yes, I totally did, yes. Because back in the day, when I started doing music, I would drink a lot. But I would always tell my friend, hey, man, you know, I got to make sure to check my sugar level before I drink. And after I would drink, I would always sweat. So you get the metaphor, hot like the sun. There you go.
Wow. Well, I was very, very impressed with that. And I believe... Also, some of the lyrics might go, need heat, because I'm cold, I'm so hyper, lock in a sleeper hold, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yes, yes, I'm happy that you, I'm happy that you said that. That is one of my, yes, I have yet to use that in a song, but I posted that, and I saved it. And when I do like a wrestling song, I plan on doing a wrestling song, because there's a lot of people out there that I know and I respect. So that's going to be a lot of people that I'm going to have to put, you know, into the song. But I plan to get all the people that I know, respect, and have worked with and make it a huge song with everybody in it. And that was the line I was going to use for Roddy Piper, for sure.
Wow. Well, my next question is, this sounds like a song that I heard when I was first in junior high. Was this by any way influenced by the song that was written by Ace Frehley for Kiss on their debut album, and it was called Cold Gin? It was Cold Gin an influence on your song?
No, but I do love that song in that group, so that should have been. Man, that's awesome. I love how you think like that, QG. Good job.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm kind of like a historian. I myself play a little bit of guitar, and I recently wrote a song called I've Got a Brown Eye for the World.
That's awesome.
Yes. Well, yeah. Now, buddy, now this Cold Gin song, this song is listed at number 10 on the AskMen.com list of top 10 drinking songs of all time. And Guitar World listed Cold Gin as the 7th greatest drinking song of all time. Listeners voted Cold Gin at number 2 on the Love to Know list of best bar songs. Now, the song discusses how Cold Gin affects the male sex drive. Now, buddy, I'm going to give you the first couple stanzas, and I want you to see how this song kind of sounds like your lyrics, need heat because I'm cold, I'm so hyper, locked in a sleeper hold, Roddy Roddy Piper. Here goes the first couple stanzas of Cold Gin. Yeah. My heat is broke, and I'm so tired. I need some fuel to build a fire. The girl next door, her lights are out, yeah. The landlord's gone, and I'm down and out. Ooh, it's cold gin time again. You know it'll always win. It's cold gin time again. You know it's the only thing that keeps us together. Second verse, it's time to leave and get another quart around the corner at the liquor store. Cheapest stuff is all I need to get me back on my feet again. Well, that might not sound, the second stanza might not sound too much like your lyrics, but the first one's yes.
Yeah, but yeah, the way the lyrics came out in the flow of it, yeah, that was almost dead on. That's funny. That's chill. Yeah, I never noticed that.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. All right. Cold Gin and your link. Okay. Now, you have opened up with for such an artist as Twisted Insane, Cool Nuts, Tragedy 503, Mac 10, and one of my favorites, just by on paper, Rappin' Forte. I thought they were like a barbershop quartet. Yes.
What? Oh, my God, that's awesome, man. No, Rappin' Forte is an awesome dude, man. Players Club, man, check it out. Players Club, Rappin' Forte.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
No, I told you last night, I took the four literally and thought they were four separate people. Yes.
Yeah, I guess California people, that's what they do, you know. They kind of change the four into, you know, make it more cooler. So they change it to, you know, a number instead of a word.
Oh, all right. Okay, very good. Now, with Northwest artists, you've had some performances and or maybe have opened up for such acts like Portland George, Roulette Del Gato, Bad Habit, L.C. Jetson, and Mussolini.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Well,
yeah,
all right. Who was your favorite out of that? Was Mussolini?
Yeah, Mussolini was awesome. I know Mussolini for quite a while, and I worked with him in the studio quite a bit, so... Yeah, Mussolini is definitely one of my favorites. But local that I've known, like, friend-wise, I go with, like, Portland George, you know, and people like that.
Oh, wow. All right. Can you tell us about this Mussolini and where he is from and if he has ever been to a blue-collar wrestling match?
No, he has not. And I think he is managed by a guy named Smurf Luciano. I think he's from California. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, don't quote me, but... Yeah, he comes out here once in a while, does a few shows. I haven't seen him in a while, but you can definitely Google him or YouTube him and check out his stuff.
Oh, all right. Okay. Has Portland George ever been to a blue-collar wrestling match?
No. No.
Oh, all right. Well, if Portland George were to go to a wrestling match, what would be his favorite wrestler, do you think?
In blue-collar or in wrestling?
At blue-collar.
Well, probably me, because I'd probably ask him to go. So, yeah, probably me.
All right. Well, now, how about Bad Habit? Are they more than – there is more than one member in Bad Habit?
Yes, they're Bad Habitat is their name.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I didn't read the whole thing. Bad Habitat, yes. Okay.
They're good. There's three people in there, three or four, very big group, very known in Portland. They've opened up for, Slick Rick, Snoop Dogg, and stuff like that. So, yeah, big group.
Wow, they opened up for Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, they won a contest in Portland. Everyone in Portland signed up for it, and they beat us all out.
Wow, all right, okay. Jeez.
I guess.
All right. Well, now, in theory, let's just say if a Bad Habitat were to form a triple tag team membership, who would they most likely have success against at Blue Collar Wrestling? Would it be the Moonshine Brothers and Cousin Jameson, perhaps?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay.
For sure. I'd pick Moonshiners over anybody. I like the Moonshiners.
Wow, all right, okay. Yeah, it was pretty tragic about Paul Moonshine's neck injury. Yes. Your thoughts on Paul Moonshine's neck injury?
Paul Moonshine's neck injury. I couldn't believe it because like, man, Tommy Selke's power driving him. That's crazy. And we still haven't seen him yet. I just seen him on the video. And you seen him on the video, he looked pretty crazy. So, yeah.
Now, I'm sure you've heard that those toxicity tests did came back on that white powder, and it was baby powder and not cocaine.
Yes, I did hear that. But I don't know, dude. Last week with... 2 weeks ago with Lance Dean, I'm pretty sure that was something else.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, buddy, you said earlier that you like to keep busy, and keeping busy does keep you out of trouble. Now, I mentioned Ace Frehley was the one that sang or wrote the lyrics to Cold Gin. Now, he lasted about 5 years before Kiss kicked him out of the band in 1981. He did come back for a reunion tour, I believe, in 96 for a one-year tour. But he had his problems with drugs. Now, one member of the band that is a not a teetotaler, he never drinks, is Gene Simmons. Now, he kind of reminds me of you because he's always a businessman, first and foremost. He's called Kiss not a rock and roll band, but a rock and roll brand. Here's are some of the lines of merchandise that he has produced along with co-singer Paul Stanley. There's Kiss credit cards. There's Kiss condoms. There's Kiss trading cards. He produces his own line of autographed bass guitars called the Punisher. And he and Paul Stanley have their own chain of Kiss coffee houses. There's also an L.A. Kiss indoor football team, called the L.A. Kiss. And at one time, Gene was even thinking about producing his own line of Kiss My Ass toilet paper.
That's awesome.
yes, and he's always the line of merchandise that he has produced is it numbers into the hundreds, and of course he even had his own Kiss cartoon. There was an animated cartoon called My Dad the Rock Star. Did you ever see My Dad the Rock Star?
I have not. No, I should check it out.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see now, what else was there? Kiss Coffee Houses. Oh, I think there's a couple of Kiss golf courses. And he's also wrote several New York Times best-selling books. One I'm looking at right now, it's called Sex Money Kiss, and it's an autograph limited edition. Sex Money Kiss.
Awesome.
All right.
Busy. That's good. See?
All right. Well, now, I also, now you're pretty much heavily into rap. Would you agree with the saying that Frank Zappa was probably the pioneer of rap music? Now, his 1966 debut LP, With the Mothers of Invention, is often credited also of being the first concept album. Like so many of Zappa's records, the double album mocks a specific corner of contemporary society, much like rap does. And among the songs on that Freakout album are songs such as Who Are the Brain Police, My Guitar Wants to Kill Your Mama, and Don't Eat the Yellow Snow.
Yeah, I don't know. You ever heard of, like, what about like Rapper's Delight and stuff like that?
Oh, Zappa's Delight? I don't know if I've heard that.
Rapper's Delight.
Oh, yeah, Rapper's Delight, yes.
Yeah, I consider that the pioneer hip-hop song to start it all off.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, Rapper's Delight. Okay.
Like Kumo D, stuff like that. Remember that stuff?
Wasn't the pioneering rap DJ Kool Herc involved with this? With Africa Bambaataa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, like the battle rap back in the day when they did the, you know, like LL Cool J, you know, Kumo D, KRS-One, you know, MC Shan, you know, people like that.
Wow. All right. Okay.
Old school.
All right. Well, now, buddy, yes. There's several quotes by Frank Zappa, and I'm going to give you some of his quotes and see if you agree with them. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. One of his quotes is, "Music is the only religion that delivers the goods. There's a big difference between there's a big difference between kneeling down and bending over."
Wow. Yeah, agree.
Okay. How about, if you end up with a boring, miserable life because you listen to your mom, your dad, your teacher, your priest, or some guy on television telling you how to do your shit, then you deserve it?
Yeah, okay, yes. Are these lyrics?
Okay. All right. How about his quote, "The United States is a nation of laws, badly written and randomly enforced."
Yeah, totally agree.
Okay, totally agree. Okay. How about, some scientists claim that hydrogen, because it is so plentiful, is the basic building block of the universe. I dispute that. I say there is more stupidity than hydrogen, and that is the basic building block of the universe. Stupidity.
Yeah. Good job, QT.
No, okay, very good. All right. How about, if you want to get laid, go to college. If you want an education, go to the library.
Yeah, true.
Okay, all right. How about, music in performance is a type of sculpture. The air in the performance is sculpted into something. Okay, that's it. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. How about, without music to decorate it, time is just a bunch of boring production deadlines or dates by which bills must be paid?
True.
True? Okay. How about politics is the entertainment branch of industry?
Yeah.
Okay, you agree with that one. Okay, very good. All right. How about no change in musical style will survive unless it is accompanied by a change in clothing style? Rock is to dress up to.
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay,
yeah, I agree.
Somewhat. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you? Which brings the question: do you have a favorite outfit yourself when you perform your rap music in the Northwest? A favorite outfit?
No, wear whatever.
Okay, whatever. Okay, very good. All right. How about a composer is a guy who goes around forcing his will on unsuspecting air molecules, often with the assistance of unsuspecting musicians?
No, I don't agree on that.
You agree on that one?
I don't, no.
Oh, okay, you don't, okay. All right. Well, buddy, I'm going to say that Frank Zappa is one crucial link to the development of rap. I myself am going to call him the very pioneering start link to rap. I know people don't really agree with that. But another group that was definitely a pioneering group were the Beastie Boys. Now, on January 27th, 1999, Paul's Boutique, their second album, was certified double platinum in sales by the Recording Industry Association of America. In 2003, the album was ranked number 156 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. Now, that double platinum at that time meant that it had sold more than 2 million in sales. It's probably gone up by then.
Right.
Now, Miles Davis said that he never got tired of listening to Paul's Boutique. Later in a Vibe interview of all three Beastie Boys, Chuck D of Public Enemy was quoted as saying that the dirty secret among the black hip-hop community at the time of release was that Paul's Boutique had the best beats. During the same Vibe interview, Mike D was asked about any possible hesitation he or the band might have had regarding their overplaying of several minutes of well-known Beatles background tracks, including the song The End on The Sound of Silence. He claimed that the Beatles filed preliminary legal papers and and that his response was, what's cooler than getting sued by the Beatles? Yes.
Right.
My question is, is there going to be some day where you might be filed legal paperwork by the two remaining Beatles, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, where you're rapping the Northwest? That's what I'm getting at.
No, I wouldn't. No. No, I hope not. I hope not.
Oh, okay. Well, buddy, there's also, I'm going to list one, here's a Frank Zappa song that starts out, I'm vile and perverted. I'm obsessed and deranged. I've existed for years, but very little has changed. I'm the tool of the government and industry, too. Or I'm destined to rule and regulate you. With lyrics like these, do you think Frank is on par with Tupac Shakur?
Yeah, right, no.
Oh, okay. No.
I love Tupac.
All right. Well, what's your favorite Tupac song? That's what I'm trying to get at. Yes.
Oh, I got many. America's Most Wanted, He Come to Hail Mary. Two of America's Most Wanted, Bomb First. Man, the album is what you can say, man. Me Against the World, All Eyes on Me, Machiavelli, all those.
Wow, all right, okay. Well, Now you have a homework assignment. Before you take off, listen to the Razor Ramones and their song "Listen to Bret Hart." And if you could give us some feedback on what you think of that song on Turnbuckle Turmoil Facebook, we'd appreciate that. Yes.
Yep. You got it.
No. Okay. All right. Well, buddy, their members really like wrestling, and they wrote a song called "I'm the Crusher," and it's a song about a wrestler that wants to challenge the Russian Bear in Madison Square Garden. I'm talking about the Ramones. Now, they provide a crucial link about a wrestling song, but they're anything but rap. But in August 1983, Johnny Ramone, later known as, well, his name's Cummings, his last name, he got in a fight with Seth Macklin of the band Sub-Zero Construction in front of his apartment in the East Village. Johnny was seeing a girl. He found out she was a drunk who was cheating on him with Macklin. Macklin kicked Cummings in the head and caused extensive injuries, which required brain surgery. Cummings had to wear a baseball cap on stage until his hair grew back. The event made newspapers across the country. He recovered, and the Ramones' next album was titled "Too Tough to Die," partly in his honor. The other reason for the title was that it was a message about their recent lack of success, but also saying that they weren't going to quit and they were going to persist through their slump and find success again. That kind of reminds me of your work ethic. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners if any fan has assaulted you?
In Salem, I had four Mexicans come at me with pocket knives and switchblades. I'm not trying to say, you know, Mexicans like that, but like butterfly knives, man. It was in Salem. It was bad.
Wow. Oh, boy. That four against one, that's not good.
No, it was pretty bad.
That have the possibility of you ending up in the hospital, just like Johnny Ramone.
Yeah, well, I ripped up like a Mexican flag, so I kind of figured.
Oh, a Mexican. Well, yeah, that kind of has a detrimental effect. Yes. Okay.
I got heat like a furnace.
Wow. All right. Okay. Okay. Well, now when you fly out to Indiana, is there any chance you're going to meet up with Stevie Jonak?
No way. She's out there?
Well, she's in Kentucky, yes.
I didn't know that. She should come to the show. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
awesome.
She should.
Yeah, I'd love to meet up with Stevie Jonak.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to turn it back over to Sign Guy. Yes.
Thank you, QT. Well, buddy, we have an ongoing contest here. We need your submission for this. The Beast Barnett plans to return to school. He's going to go to college, apparently, but he's going to let a random contest dictate where he goes to school and what he studies. Where would you like to see Beast Barnett go to college?
University of Oregon, Duckville, baby.
I'm writing that down in the official notebook. All right. Now, why would you like to see him study at the University of Oregon?
Well, see, you're going to ask me that because I think they just have an amazing football team, and I love everything about the school. That's all I can say.
So you think he should study, like...
Okay, and my brother goes there, so you're good.
Oh, well, they could carpool.
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to mark that. Now, I will say you want him to study... like athletic theory.
There you go.
All right. Writing that down. Now, obviously, going into Sunday, it's going to be a new crowd, new faces in the locker room for you, but you're going to be facing someone you've wrestled countless times. Am I correct? This will be the fifth state in which you've faced Bad Blood?
That is correct. That is correct. It was Utah, Washington, Oregon, California, Indiana. Yep.
That is 10% of the entire country where you have faced Bad Blood. You have only 45 more states to hit.
Exactly. But everybody in the NWA, you can check it out at NWARingside.com. There's a big story about our match a little bit there. And they're even counting this as the last final battle that will be in Bad Blood of Friday.
Now,
if I hit the bell, then we're on. Then maybe.
Right.
A rematch.
Now, at Indianapolis, the Circle City Wrestling Heavyweight Champion happens to be Mike King. Are you going to be studying him closely in case you get the chance to return to Indianapolis? Maybe you'd like to go over and challenge the local heavyweight champion since you've held the NWA Blue Collar Heavyweight title before.
Yeah, I totally can see that happen. You know, I'm just going to go there and enjoy myself and enjoy the city. That's what I want to do. That's what I like to do when I travel is I like to, you know, check into the hotel and do what I do, get ready, and then just walk around downtown and check it out. So I plan to study that town. But when I get to the wrestling show, I'm just going to be humble, respectful, and say hi to everybody. But you know, I'm going to be studying. It's like people like, you know, the people like, you know, the Legion of Doom, the Andersons, you know, the people that are going to be there, stuff like that, like the NWA heavyweight, you know, world heavyweight champion, Godzilla. Shouts out to him. Jack Zane, big homie. But, yeah, I'm going to be studying people like that. So anybody who has a title, you got to study, man, because anybody who has a title is a contender regardless. So, yeah, anybody who has a belt is definitely in my radar, for sure.
Don't forget also Cameron Starr, because if you miss her, she will forearm you very hard, and I'm not sure you'd survive it. She throws a hard forearm.
Totally. Exactly.
Now, you're possibly going to be at New Wave Pro on Saturday, you said. Have you looked at a little bit of footage of what Mikey Guest has going down in Terre Haute?
No, nothing yet. I'm still waiting to the confirmation on that, and hopefully we'll see what's up. But, yeah, I'll be looking later on here to see what it is and go from there. I got to go to bed soon because I got an early flight. So, yeah, definitely.
That's true. Now, at this point, you should be a seasoned traveler, but when you do have a title belt with you, how do you avoid the long delays of the TSA workers taking the title out of the bag and playing with it?
Well, they usually they always look at it and man, give you the biggest, you know, look in your face like, oh, you're one of those guys, and they let you usually go on your way, so nothing too big.
You've not encountered the TSA workers that pass it around to all the other TSA workers and try it on and run around saying they're the champion and throwing elbows?
Oh, not yet.
It's not the greatest way to travel.
Right.
Well, we got just a few minutes left, and I know you have an early flight, so I'm going to give you the time to say anything you have to say to the people listening today, plug and promote anything and everything, your merchandise, upcoming shows, your favorite bagel shop, anything you want, floor is all yours.
Cool. Well, I just want to give a shout out to everybody out there that's been constantly supporting me over the years, and I want to say thank you, and for people out there that want to get my album, you know, Heavy Hitters, you can pick it up at cdbaby.com. /CD/TheHeavyweights2, and you can pick it up there for $9.99 and check it out. It has like 11 tracks, and it's always good. So thanks again to everybody out there. Thanks to Turnbuckle Turmoil, all that good stuff. And, man, I can't wait to do this again. And everybody in Blue Collar for tomorrow, make sure you Sunday. Make sure you guys stop by there to check out Tommy Selfie's taking on Chris Youngblood for the title. It'll be an awesome match. Make sure you're there. 7611 North Exeter. And, yeah, man. Much love out to you, Sign Guy. Thanks again for having me on the show and all that good stuff. And if you want to check out my music, for sure, like my other music, Facebook.com/BigDMusic, and that's music with a K. You can go check my stuff out, man. That's all I got to say, man. Much love out to you guys. Thank you very much.
All right, Steve.
One last question for Buddy.
Yeah.
A quick question.
Yeah.
Buddy, during the next intermission when I'm at Blue Collar Wrestling, can I sing a duet with you called Get Sloppy?
Yes, you can.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right,
I should sell another 5-6 tickets easily.
Exactly.
All right, well, save troubles, Bizzotti. Make sure you see Zane Paisley before bell time because he'll have a roll of tape for you. And don't make Dice Man or Cameron Starr angry. It's actually on their list of rules that they post on the door.
Okay, man. I'll make sure to take a picture once I get the tape.
All right. Well, we will see you when you get back into the Great Pacific Northwest. And fans, if you've not listened to the album, make sure you give it a listen. Support Buddy Highway. Get the album. Get the merchandise. He's got great neckties for sale. So
yes,
join us Sunday afternoon. We'll be back with Muddy Waters out of the state of Delaware. So make sure you have plans in place to join us in. We'll talk to everybody later.
Never heard like this before.